Okay, Rabosa, let us begin. Okay, I wanted to finish up the sugya, and then someone showed me from another shira a ksos, and I feel like I have to do the ksos. So we're gonna probably spend a little bit of tomorrow, enough Sunday on the sugya as well. It's just too juicy not to do. But let's bring us back up to speed. So we've been discussing a tesis. And Daf Vav Med Aleph, and Tosas speaks about Bar Misgalgam. Basically, the premise of Tosas is a bechiddush that if you are considered to be a Adam Hamazik, you are the dominant Mazik, that will obviate the Hezek of others. That will absolve those who are creating the Hechsher Hezek, whether it's the Boar or the Eish. If you go ahead and take a talis and throw it into someone else's Eish, you are certainly the Mazik, not him. If you go ahead, says Tosas, and kick a boar. You have a bowling ball. You kick it, and now it does damage. You are considered to be the mazik and not the person who set it up. And that's the chiddush of Tosas. We saw Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees, but that's the position of Tosas. And I wanted to... We saw something very radical yesterday. Rav Fox had issues with it. Noah Beckham had many issues with it, and their points are well taken. But I read the Ran as the Ran says, and the Ran indicates that if a person were to go ahead and tie up a person in the presence of a lion, and now the lion goes ahead and eats up the person, so and kills the person. So the halacha is that the person tied him up is pater, and the lion is chayv. And the Tosas had its explanation, Rashi has explanation, but the Ran's language is, why is the lion chayv and not the person? Because the lion adaite denafshe ka'avin. The lion operates adaite denafshe, with his own das. And that suggests, which is a pretty radical idea, that an animal has a degree of das. And the suggestion is that when the animal acts and operates with his das, so that is going to absolve the person who tied him up from being a rotzeach. Even though in the context of Yitushin, says the Ran, if it was mosquitoes that are doing it, since mosquitoes do not operate with independent das, they operate purely based on instinct. So therefore, the person ties up the guy in front of killer bees, so they go ahead instinctually and act. So they're just the kli, the vessel of the rotzeach. Mash'en ken a lion, which has, which has an element of decision. Will it not? That already turns the lion into a quasi-Baal Dovar. Once he's the Baal Dovar, that will obviate the chiyuv of the person ties him up. Okay, good. And again, Noah gets into philosophical debates with me, Baruch Hashem, about Bechira Chavshis in animals and the like. And we pointed to a Ramban, and Rav Fox had issues with the Ramban. So I want to just touch it up a little bit. I think the points are well taken. I'm going to touch it up as we go. Okay? So let's take a look. Yes? Which Tosas?
He let
me
survive.
The Ran, which
that the curator of the Mazik would be Chayv. That he agrees with.
He agrees with that. No, the creator. One more time. Which Tosas?
The one he just went over. Bava
is consistent with the Ran.
Right.
That's consistent with the Ran. Okay. So I want to just add to some marmakomos and add to this discussion a little bit. So I put on your marmakomos a sugya maseches kedushin, a very fascinating sugya, and this would seem to be a direct contradiction to the Ran at first blush. It's a direct contradiction. It's in support of exactly what Noah has been crying about, and that is the following: is the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis Med Aleph speaks about Kinyanim. And we are told that Omar Shmuel, Eved Knani Nikne B'Meshicha. An Eved Knani can be acquired by Meshicha. And the Gemara says, Ketzad, how do you do that? Tukfo Uba Etzlo Kna'o. Kra'o Uba Etzlo Lo Kna'o. So the Gemara says, how do you do Meshicha? If you have Tukfo, what's Tukfo mean? You seize him, you grab him, and you pull him over. That's a good Kenyan. That's a Kenyan Meshicha. If you call him over, and he comes over, that's not called a good Kenyan. Skip a few lines down. So a few lines down, the Gemara speaks about an animal. And an animal, it speaks of the same concept. It says, when it comes to ketzat tokfo, uba, etzlo, kna'o, karbo, what's the case? So vatanya. Sorry, let's ketzat tokfo, uba, etzlo, kna'o, kra'o, uba, etzlo, lo, kna'o. Vikaro, lo. When you call to an Eved Kanani, you don't acquire vatanya. Ketzat b'mitzira, uksa, uksa. So now the Gemara says, when it comes to a behema, how do you do a kinyan mishicha by a behema? Kore la vihi ba'a o shi kisha b'makal v'ratzisa lefanav kevan she'akwa yavaregel ke na'a. So we say by kinyan mishicha, if you go ahead and call an animal and it comes, you say to the cow that you want to acquire, Betsy, come over. And Betsy comes over, so then you are Kona. That's a good Kenyan. So you see by an animal that what? That Kriya does create Mashiach. By an Eved Kanani, Kriya doesn't create a Mashiach. What's going on over here? So the Gemara has the following answer. The Gemara says, Behema Adaita Demora Azla. Eved Adaita Denavshe Ka'azil. The Eved is a person. So when he walks, he does so with what process?
Das.
With das. And therefore his, a kinyan mashikha, any kinyan, is an expression of dominion and control over that which is being acquired. So, are you expressing dominion and control when you call an Eved over? The answer is no. Why? Because it's his choice. When you seize the Eved and pull him, that's an exercise, an expression, a demonstration of dominion and control. When you go ahead and call him over and he chooses to come over, so that's his choice. And therefore, that doesn't express that. When it comes to behema, behemas, do they act with planning or with by instinct? Instinct. So you call it over, what does it do? It comes over. That is an expression of control. And if you look at Rashi over here, so Rashi writes, an animal, adaita demara azla, al das hakore oso, fisha ema das. An animal has no das. So it just acts based on the kore. However, an eved, adaita denavshe, dat mi das atzmo. It operates based on its own das, and therefore, that's the fundamental chiluk. And then the Gemara, we have stopped you too soon. The Gemara then adds one more line. Amar Rav Ashi, eved katan, kibehema. An Eved Katan is like a behema. Does that make sense? Sure, why? Because a Katan, we assume, is also La Bar Das. And therefore, a Katan, you call over a Katan. He doesn't have the, he's just going to come. He's going to come. It's an exercise. It's like the behema. And therefore, that would also, an Eved Katan would be Niknes Be Kriya. Now, Noah, does this fit nice and tight and smooth with the Ran? Not at all. Not at all. So, we have a problem. We have an issue. We have a problem is that here, this Gemara would seem to flout exactly what the Ran was saying. Hold on to that for a second. Just hold on to that for a second. I'm going to come back to that momentarily. I guess you take a look at another Gemara. Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis. And here, the Gemara, as if I'm starting to create some models. We have Adam, we have, I'm going to call it Katan, we have Behema. So this is Das, and that includes, of course, an Eved, it's part over here. A Behema is Labar Das. And halachically speaking, where do we put Katan in this place? Katan really belongs here. Katan is a lab bar das. That's normally what we assume. That's why a katan is part of the mitzvah. He's a lab bar das, and therefore he's not a behema, but he's ke behema. That respect, that katan is lab bar das. So here you have one other gemara, and that's why the gemara says that an eved katan, an eved katan is nicknames bakriya because it's like the behema in that regard. It's a lab bar das. So here you have a gemara in Bava Kama, and the gemara in Bava Kama is very fascinating. The Gemara is part of that famous sugya of Eshem Yishum Chitza, which we've discussed at some length already. So the Gemara has Toshma. HaSholeach Es HaBi'ira. You send a fire, Biyad Cheresh Shotev HaKatan. potter min dine adam v'chayev dine shamayim. So the Gemara tells us that you're potter when it comes to dine adam, you're chayev b'dine shamayim. Now we're focusing on dine adam. So pashut pshat, did you do a proper shmira with that fire when you handed it over to someone who is halachically deemed a lav bar das? L'chori you didn't. So the Gemara is a little bothered. Why are you putter b'dine adam? So the Gemara says, Bishem adam eishem ishem chitzo, chitzo decherishim. If you hold eishem ishem chitzo, so then once you have the cherish, and the cherish is acting, he's doing something. So this is called chitzo decherish, and therefore you're putter. Elamanda amra eishem ishem amono, ilu masa shor lecherish ote v'katan, hachanami delo mechayev. Is that really true? If I gave a shor over to a cheir shot of a katan, and now the shor did damage, would that be a breach of my chiv shmira? Yes. Would I be chayiv? Yes. So why should ace be different if ace is mishum mamon? So shor is mamon, ace is mamon. It should have the same exact halacha. Why do we assume that I'm part of b'dinei adam? So ha'itmar Allah. So on this, the Gemara gives a couple of answers. Amrei Shlokish, Mishmei Dechizkia, Lo Shonu Ela Keshemosa Lo Kacheles V'Liba. Aval Maso Shalheves Chayiv. What's this first answer of the Gemara basically saying? Ein Achanami. If you gave him a fire, what would be the din? You'd be Chayiv. What did you give him? He gave him a coal. So can a coal by itself do something? No. So what did the Chayivs do? He was fanned it. He created it. So that's why I'm putter. But fundamentally, says Reish Lakish, I should be chayv. Okay? And then Rav Yochan gives another answer. Now, afilu shal heves putter, because some are tzifte de cheresh kogarim, lo mechava de masla, gvaza silsa visharga. Basically, the same answer is, if you gave him just a candle, a flame, you gave him a flame, that's not inherently dangerous. It's not inherently dangerous. The cherish has to do something to turn that flame into a conflagration. If you give him something that's a little less contained, that's more wild, that has greater potential for hazard, then anachanami will be chayiv. But otherwise, so it's basically the same answer, just a different level, a different extreme. Even Shalheva says, Rav Yochan, you'd be putter until you give him something more intense. Okay. So Tosas asks a kasha over here. I'm not so concerned with Tosas, but I'm going to set up the kasha. And Tosas says, the Gemara is a little difficult. Why is the Gemara difficult? Because mimanashach. We're talking about Eish over here. And we know Eish is built on what principle? Koach Acher Me'urabo. And Koach Acher Me'urabo is typically seen as a ruach. What kind of ruach? Mitzuya. So mimanashach. If, according to Rav Yochanan, we're talking about how do we treat the cherish? The cherish is this koach acher that is now me'urabah. So if the cherish is like a ruach mitzuya, then even Rav Yochanan should say chay. If the cherish is not a ruach mitzuya, then even Reish Lakish should say potter. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? That's basically the kasha. And Tosas gives an answer, but I'm more interested in the Nachlas David. Because the Nachlas David over here does something amazing. He puts the whole sugya together. And he says, you know what's driving the sugya in Bava Kama Daf Chabez? Tosfos and Daf Vav. Unbelievable Nachlas Daf. Watch this. Va'amaisa ha'cherish. Af dahave keruach mitzuya mikol makom lo mischai bazeh mishum decherish adaite denafshe ka'ofish. Wow. You know why? It's a Ruach Mitzuya, for sure. But what's the difference between a Ruach Mitzuya and a Cherish? A Cherish is a player. A Ruach Mitzuya, inanimate, is not a player. And a Cherish, Adaite de Nafshe Ka'ovid. The HaCherish, Yesh Lo Das Ksas. See, the Nachlas David is a mechadish thing that is so intuitively obvious, but sometimes you don't think in these ways. Is Das a zero-sum game?
No.
Either you have it or you don't? Absolutely not. Das is a spectrum. I know many. An abundance. of 18-year-old, 19-year-old young men that you might say are labardas. You have an abundance. And you have some highly precocious 12-year-olds that are very, very wise. So it's there's a spectrum. Yes, there's a halachic line. Al pidin, at 13, you're a bardas, both in terms of capacity and responsibility. But it's not that all of a sudden you become a bar mitzvah and boom, now all of a sudden you're blessed with das and beforehand you were not, says the Nachas David. He's got das ksas, and therefore he's operating a daite de nafshe. Teda, the chereshat de bekaden, ksherin lichtav a get, begad omer al gabav. Can the cheresh write a get al pidin? The answer is yes, as long as can a cheresh katan shote do a maisa shchita? According to what we're saying over here, maybe so, as long as there's a gadol omer al gabav. So the imkain al korchach yeso das ksas ulachain ha maisa ha cheresh choshev ki ilu natlo adam bekavana vehidlik bo. That's astounding. It's amazing interpretation. Why is it that you're potter b'dinei adam, according to Nachas David, when you give over your fire to a cheresh? Because now the fire ignites someone, does something, something happens. Who did the maisa? The cheresh to the mice. Ah, he's a labadas. The answer is? And then we're going to define this. We're going to try and publicize this. I'm going to define it. Ulakach, let's just finish the piece. Ulakach, my zacheresh, chasuki, unatlo, odom, bikavana, vihidlikbo, devadai potter balaish. Now, Rabbi says, is the cheresh chayv for lighting, causing the damage with the fire? It's 100% not. 100% not. You know why not? Because it's a labardas. You can't hold him responsible. But, he's potter. He's for sure potter. He's a soto, a cotton, for sure is potter. But, did he do it? Yes. And therefore, he did it, and that's enough to exempt the what? The Baal Ha'esh. They're both potter. That's what. Now the Baal Ha'esh is going to be chayv din shamayim, but they're both potter. So what is going on? What is the hagdara over here? Now let's finish the piece. Now he says as follows. Ukemosh. This is what I love. Ukemo shekasu hatoisvus perakama vava medalef. Where did I get this idea from, says the Nachas David? I got it from our Tosis. And so to over here, meaning the Bala Eish. And now watch this. Velo Dami Lekelev. We spoke about Kelev in Tosis. Does a kelev have das to exempt the bal hagacheles? No. Shani kelev she'ein lo das klal. Ulekach kaven didarko lito charara im hagacheles suchas kro metzui vavei kechitzo de bal hagacheles. Aval cheresh diso das ksas chasvilo inin ze ka'osa de kavana. Ve'eno mischayv al ma'isav ha'decheresh. Ma'ashen kem b'shur to mamono shabra kem mischayv al niske mamono kach haya savar hamakshev ulakach parmenei v'reshnish. So there's a brilliant, brilliant comment. So we have, again, Kelev is a labardas. So when a shur, when my shur does damage, who's responsible?
Me.
I am. Why am I responsible? Because it's mamono. Is the shor a player?
No.
La bardas, I'm responsible. Kelev, I'm responsible. If I am kicking that bowling ball and someone else put the bowling ball there, what's the halacha? I'm responsible. Cheresh, is the Bala Ish responsible? No longer. Why? Because the Cheresh has Das Ksas. Is the Cheresh Chayev? Also not. What about the Ron's Lion? Does the Ron's Lion have Das?
Yeah.
I did not say Kavit. That's the Ron said. I died in the Nafshe Kavit. So, I don't know. Maybe Zevi Siegel's going to say, and I have his Einfach. It's a big Einfach. Shor, Kelev, Ari, Yitayshin, maybe Cheresh. Maybe lions are just like, not only the king of the, they're like, they're quasi das. That would be not a good shot. That would not be a good shot. That would not be a good shot. What? That would not be a good shot. Okay. I just want to show you one other interesting thing. I just want to show you some a quick marmakomos. But take a look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Really, really interesting halacha. Is the at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Mem Gimel Halacha Aleph. And it's like, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. The Mechaber says, Katan Rachmana Letzlan Shehika Es Aviv. If a katan hits his father, a child who hits his father's chayv misa. Katan hika es Aviv, but he's a katan. Avar Shar Averos Pekatnuso. Or he did other Averos as a katan. Af al pi she'ein tzorich tshuva kishe yigadel. Even though he doesn't really require tshuva for his Averos done as a katan. Mikol makom, tov lo shikabel al atzmo eiz adavar l'tshuva l'kapara. He should do tshuva when he becomes older. Af al pi she'avar kol shanas bar onshin, even though he did as a katan, he's not a bar onshin yet, he should still do tshuva. Doesn't have to, but he should. Why?
In all these cases, it's a matter of having das for the action versus das for the consequence.
Okay, you're getting into, okay, good, but just let's stay, you're not wrong, but tell me what's the Mechaber telling you? Why does a katan have to do tshuva?
He still has an idea of something.
Because a katan has das. Still. Don't tell me a katan doesn't have das. So as a lav bar das, as a katan, I'm sorry, he has no chiyuv. But is there a degree of responsibility? We can't be mechayev him because he did it as a katan. But is there a degree of responsibility that he should take ownership of as a katan? Yes. Why? Because does he have some das? Yes. And the Gra. Well, what's the Gra has a nickname? What's the Gra's nickname? The Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. They don't call everyone the Gaon. So look, the Gra is amazing, amazing. You know, look what he does over here. The Bira Gra in this halacha says, he gives you some marmakomos. Marmakomos. Shabbos nun vav mebeis. Ayin Rashi bavakamat sadiches mebeis. Ayin Sanhedrin nun hayam mebeis. That's all he does. You want to know the source? Look at those sources. You'll see the source. This is while I have you. I'm going to show you one of them quickly, and then I'd like to do the others at the end, but I want to then get back to this longness. So look at, just turn the page for a second. A Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Nun Vav Mem Beis. That was his first source that Gaon cites to. He cites as follows. Four lines from the bottom of the page there. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan. Kol haomer Yoshiyahu chata, eino ela toe. Yoshiyahu was a melech Yisrael, did some things that might have been suspect. He was a very good king, but did some things. And if you say he sinned, you're making a mistake. Shneimar, vayaz hayosher b'nei Hashem, vayelech bechol derech David Aviv. Yoshiyahu followed all the ways of a good king. Aye, but the pasuk says, "Alama ani mekayim ukamohu lohayu lefanav." There was no king like Yoshiyahu beforehand. Melech asher shav. He was a king who shav. What does the word shav mean? He did shuvah. So he took man. If you're telling me, "Kala omer Yoshiyahu melech eino chata eina elatoa. He never sinned. But now you're telling me he did what? He did tshuva. So what does that mean? So look what it says. Shekol din shedan mi ben shmone ad shmona asre. When he sat in judgment between the age of 8 and 18, hechzirun la. He returned the money based on his psak din. He returned the money. He returned the money. Shematomer natal mizev nasla de tamadom bechol meodo shenasla lahem mishalo. When did he start sitting in judgment? At the age of 8. And perhaps at that age there were some mistakes made. And therefore, what did he do? He returned. Why do you have to return? He's only a katan. What is it? He's not chayv in tshuva. Says the Gra, you see from this Gemara that a katan has an element of avera and thereby tshuva. That's Gemara number one. There's a source number 2 I'm going to skip. You'll do that on your own. I just want to show you source number 3. An amazing, amazing din. Take a look, and then we'll come back to the core part of Shia. Look at source number 6 on your Amakomos. This is for Avi Dadon, just an interesting halacha. Not for Avi Dadon, in a way I'm going to... Interesting halacha, but Avi Dadon was harping on this yesterday, so that's why I'm mentioning it. Rava Amar, Amra Torah, Behema Nehenis Me'avera. If a Behema gets Hanoah from an Avera, what Avera are we talking about? Mishkav Behema. Teharik. What happens to the Behema? The Behema gets killed. I'm going to ask Akasha. Okay, Behema Shenanis Me'avera Teharik. Okay, that's Rava's din. Now turn the page for a second. And look at the following Shaila of Rav Hamnuna. Third line. Fourth line. Boy Rav Hamnuna. Yisrael haba'al habehema b'shogeg. How does that happen? No idea. No idea. Not for me to ask. Not for me to ask. It happens. B'shogeg. Perhaps the behema raped the person. It was not the kavana of the person. Okay? Now, mahu. Mahu. So, the question is as follows. Do you kill the behema? Now, there's two reasons you want to kill the behema. There's two possible reasons. Number one is what's called clone. Clone. Kuf lamed vav nun. Clone means deep level embarrassment. Because, what? No. The behema is going to be walking around the shop, going doing his thing, whatever he does. And everyone's going to say, oh, there's that behema. You know what that behema did to Mr. Goldberg? You wouldn't believe what he did. And it's very, very embarrassing to Mr. Goldberg. So kill the behema because of clone. Or you know what Mr. Goldberg did with the behema? Because of clone. Okay? And the other reason is what's called takala. Takala means the person did an avera with this animal. That's terrible. Not because of embarrassment, but the animal was a participant in a very, very bad to'eva avera. So you kill the animal. You kill the animal. So the word says, what if it happened b'shogeg? The event happened b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, do we assume, what's the shayla? What's the shayla? Do you kill the animal? Mau, takala uklon ba'inan. Vahacha, clone ika, is it embarrassing to Mr. Goldberg that this animal is walking around? Yeah. But takala leka. But he didn't do it avera. Mr. Goldberg didn't sin. It was b'shogeg. So there's no takala. Odilma clone, afa pisha ain't takala. Or do you say, even though, as long as there's clone, it's enough to kill the animal. You don't have to add both. Amar Rav Yosef. Ta shma. Bas Yisrael. Bas Shalosh Shana V'Yomecha. You have a girl who's 3 years and a day old. Older than 3 years and a day. So the halacha is that a girl who is above 3 years old is a halacha, it's a Kabbalah, she's Re'uya Labia. Okay? She had this, her a Maisa Bia is called a Maisa Bia. Okay? So the Gemara says, if there was a Kiddushe Bia in Bala Yavam Kna'a, it's a Maisa Bia. V'chayvala Mishumesh Ish, Umetame Ezboala, Latamish Kaptak and Chayon, etc., etc. This is a Maisa Bia. Then the Gemara says, V'imba aleha echad mikol ha'arayos hamuros ba'Torah. If one of the arayos has Bia with her, for example, let's say, some kind of incestual situation, mumsin al yada, they will get killed because of this Maisa Bia, because it's called a Maisa Bia. She's not going to get killed because she's a Ketana. V'hiptura. Now the Gemara says, Echad mikol ha'arayos ve'afilu behema. Even if it's a behema, you'll kill the behema for the bia with the katana. The Gemara says, and here's a proof. Is there a clone? Is this embarrassing for this katana when she grows up? This behema is still walking around?
Yeah.
Yes. Ha'ika clone. Ha'ka clone. Ika takala leka. But there's no what? There's no takala. Why is there no takala? Because she's a katana. And since she's a katana, she doesn't have a... There's no avera. Because she's a katana. So look what the Gemara says. Uktani mumsin al yadeh. And you kill the animal. Someone that says something amazing. Amazing line. Amazing line. Kevan de mezidahi. Since she did this on purpose... She desired it. She willed it. Takala nami ika. There is a takala. What does takala mean in English? The takala means an avera. Did she perform an avera? Yes. She performed an avera. So don't bring me a raya. That clone ika takala leka. Even takala ika. There's an avera. And therefore, you kill the animal because you have a double, clone takala. Don't bring me a raya about shogeg where there's no avera and whether you kill the animal just for clone. So why don't you kill her? Why don't you kill her? Because she's a katana. V'rachman hu dekas alei, alei didachas, abeim alochas. Says the Gra. What's that a proof for? Does a katan katana have to do shu? Ought to do tshuva, I should say. Yes, why? Because do they have a maisa avera? They have a maisa avera. Are they a bar onshin? No. But do they have a maisa avera? Yes. Why? Because they have das. We'll call it das ksas. So the Gra musters these gemaras. And there's one more that he cites a Rashi by us. You take a look at that on your own to support this idea. Okay. Eitan. No yawning. Make me tired. Hashem. Okay. So far, so good? Now I want to double back. I want to double back. So what's going on over here? In this continuum, what is going on? So I believe the idea is as follows. Ari Ivry said it well in Seder. I don't know if you realize what you were saying, but you said it well. Let's go back to the Ran. The Ran yesterday, a lion. If a lion, I tie a guy up, and the lion kills the guy, what does the Ran tell us? The lion is chayev, the lion is put to death, the tire is putter because the lion is adaite denavshe ka'ovin, which sounds so much like, does the lion have das? It sounds like the lion has das. Does a mosquito have das? Does a kelet have das? Does a shor have das? Does a lion have das? That's what it says. We saw the sugya of nachash, hikisha nachash. And if you hold that the nachash has to do what? Has to create the venom and chooses to do so, then the nachash is chayev, and the adam who places the nachash right there is patur. Adaita denavshe. So I think the pshat is as follows. And again, Rav Fox also pressed me on that Ramban yesterday, which is all part of this. I think the idea is as follows. Does a line have das? Not in no different than a shor, kelev, or yitush. No different. No, not fun. Maybe yitush is different.
Yeah,
leave yitush. But everything else, no difference. No difference. So why is the lion chayv? And why does the lion's chiyuv obviate? What does it mean, adayde d'nashe? So I think what we're doing is we're isolating. It's not about lions versus these animals. It's about mitzicha. It's about misa versus mizika. When it comes to misa, is the lion, or any animal for that matter, snake, lion, what have you, are they balei dvarim when it comes to mitzicha? Are they a halachic player in the halachic playing field when it comes to mitzicha? The answer is yes. A behema has a chiyuv misa. Why? I don't know. The Torah said, Hashor Yisakel. As the Ramban says, Hashem is going to be Doresh Dechaya. Why? Is there an elective piece over there? Perhaps. Perhaps there's an elective piece. He has a choice. Is he a halachic player? The answer is yes. In that domain only. Once we establish an animal as a halachic player, we have one dead guy. And now we have two possible places to put a chiv misa. Either the person who tied the guy up, or the lion. Does the lion engage in a maisa ritzicha? The answer is a halachic maisa ritzicha. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Because the Torah said his chiv misa. By the fact that the Torah is mamis him, the Torah says Hashor Yisakel, the Torah says Edreshenu Kol Chaya, he becomes a halachic player. One dead guy, two possible places to put the Chiv Misa. And who has the greater nexus to the Misa? In that case, the lion. Why? Because is he a Kli or a halachic actor? He's a halachic actor. Is the Nachash a Kli or a halachic actor? If you assume that the Nachash's venom is there ready to roll, then he's a Kli. But if you assume like the Chachamim, that he has to generate and chooses to generate, he becomes a halachic actor, you could still maintain he's a Lam Bar Das. It doesn't matter. It's not the point. It doesn't matter. It's now he becomes a lock actor, therefore he becomes a placeholder for the Chiv Misa, and once it's there, it's not going to be by the other. That's only true when it comes to Ritzich, because there the Torah says he's Chiv Misa. Is that true when it comes to Nezikin?
No.
Nezikin Ashor is not Chiv. Nezikin Ashor is not Chiv. Says the Nachas David, in the case of the Hayush, Shota, Vekata, when it comes to Nezikin, is a Hayush, Shota, Vekata a halachic player when it comes to Nezikin?
Yeah.
No.
So here I'm using. So Ari, you remember what you said to me?
There's a chiluk.
So Ari said something in the Seder, which I think was very meaningful. You want to say what he said? Does a katan have a halachic maisa? Can he generate a halachic act? The answer is absolutely. Can an animal generate a halachic act? Only in one area. In what area? In Ritzicha. But a katan, a cheresh, a shota, who has das, some das, can generate a halachic act. And once he can generate a halachic act, that becomes a halachically meaningful thing. So therefore, if I can generate a halachic act, and I ask the question now, okay, I gave the cheresh a fire. I gave him a fire. can he generate a halachic act of nezek? The answer is yes. Says the Nachas David, yes. Why? Because he has das. Okay, good. So now I'm going to ask the question. Who was the mazik? No, it doesn't depend. Who was the mazik? The katan. The chelish was the mazik. Once we can assign the hezek to someone, what does that do? Then it's no longer the hezek of the Baal HaEish. And now we have a secondary question. Okay, Cheresh, you're the mazik. You did the halachic act of hezek. You did the maisa. So you have to pay. So now the Cheresh is going to go and say, I got to get out of jail free card. And that's called, I'm not a bar chiyuva. But he is, the subtlety is, a Cheresh shot of a katan have halachic acts. For example, can... Let's say we know we said about a girl, she's ru'i labia at 3. A boy, at what age is a boy called halachi ru'i labia? 9 years old. So you have a 12-year-old boy who engages in gilui arayis with a woman, with an eishes ish. Is the eishes ish chayeves misa? For having, committing adultery? The answer is, is the act of the katan a halachic act? Yes. Is she going to be put to death for that? Yes. Why? Because he did a halachic act. Is he going to be put to death for it? No. Why? Because he got to get out of jail free card. He's got it. He's a labar now. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Would it be appropriate for him to do tshuva?
Yes.
Is he chayiv in tshuva?
No.
Why? Get out of jail free card. I'm a katan. But he is able to, but it's a maisa. It's a maisa avera. But it's not going to generate culpability. And that is what I would suggest is really what the Ran is suggesting. He's not saying lions are adaita denafshe. But the lion, when it comes to ritzicha, has a shame rotzeach. Because he has a maisa ritzicha, and he's chayiv as a rotzeach. The cheresh shot of a katan have a maisa hezek. Because yeshon das ksas, and therefore they're the mazikim, and that's going to now sever the nexus to the original actor. Did I do everything I wanted to do? And back to the Kenyan case. So why, when it comes to the Kenyan, and this is, so therefore there's no stira. When it comes to Kenyan, when you call over the animal and he walks over, are you calling to the animal? Yes. Why? Because he's a labar das. He is a labar das. A lion's a la bar das. Some kona when he walks over. An eved is a bar das. Okay. Now with that in mind, I just want to close with 4 minutes. Where's Tzvi Goldschmidt? So I gave you a Beis HaLevi to look at. And then he gave me a Sichas Haran. I have never learned a Sichas Haran. But I mitamide yosem ikulam. So there's a Sichas Haran here. I'm gonna read part of the Beis HaLevi. We'll learn part of the Beis HaLevi. And then just one line of the Sichas Haran. But Zvi put this all together very beautifully. So the Beis HaLevi has the following drush. It's a good Thursday before Shabbos Kiddush. Little schmooze. So we're learning about Adam and Behemah. And the Beis HaLevi cites, could I have to read the whole thing? We're not going to read the whole thing. The Beis HaLevi cites the Pasuk in Bereishis. His Halech Lefanai Veheye Tamim. What does the word Tamim mean? Complete, perfect. What's the tam at the Seder? Simple. We're going to go with perfect and simple at the same time. They're related. Inyan ha-tmimus. What is tmimus? Shiyase ritzon habore. Velo yachkor lama sibeu kein. The goal of tmimus is to do the will of Hashem without thinking too much about it. So he says, When we do mitzvahs, we should do mitzvos. Why? Someone asks you, why should you do it? The answer is, Hashem said. Hashem said. And I submit myself to the will of Hashem. Does that mean I shouldn't study Tamei Mitzvahs and reasons and all that? I should. But when it comes to performance, what's the reason I do mitzvahs? Tmimus. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, shlemi. That's how you should do mitzvahs. You never heard of that? K-I-S-S. There's another acronym. Mr. Charingus. I didn't want to say the other acronym. But it's... keep it simple, silly person. Silly person. Okay. Anyway, bye, Jen Shas. So he says, yeah. Klal Yisrael kept the Torah b'tmimus, and we should do so as well. And then he says, Amar, Lahem, Kisavo el Haaretz unetatem kol eitz. When the Torah says, when you go into the land of Israel, don't eat Orla, don't consume Orla, don't start darshaning why, etc. Be tmimin. What is the tmimus? So look at the next, I'm about 8 lines in. Hare degeder tamim hu shikabel al atzmo lasos gam mibli sheyeda hatam. You do it even if you don't understand. V'nei hakosav amar, this is what I want to focus on. The pasuk says, Adam ubehema toshia Hashem. So the Gemara equates Adam and behema. V'isa b'midrash, af al pi sha'adam anachnu, even though we are human, nimshachnu acharecha kebehema, we should follow God like a behema, like an animal, like a sheep, like a sheep.
I'm not against that.
I know you're not. Like I know you're not. And he says, af the marchulin, elu bnei adam shemarumim, they're very wise, bedas, umesimim atzmam kebehema. Etc. etc. Then he quotes, look at a couple lines down. He quotes our Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Chav Beis. The behema gasa nikneis b'meshicha. You can be kona behema with meshicha. How? The kore hu ba. Aval even ain't on nikne bazed the kore hu ba imlo sha adon tukva etzlo. What's the time? Umefarish atam the adam adaita the nafshik of it. Aval behema adaita demora. Ka'avda. A behema goes wherever his master says. Doesn't overthink. The Eved starts to overthink. The Adam. Afa mishadim korei v'shom eloha Eved. But, and he comes, mikamakam lo nikra halichasa mishichasa la Adam. That's not called the mishich of the Adam. Mishum da halichasa mishum shiyote Eved ba'atzma shitzak lasos. He's doing it on his own. He's doing it because he chooses to. And says, the goal is to turn yourself into... It's a crazy idea. It's so anti-Western. It's so anti 18, 19-year-old yeshiva boys. I gotta understand everything before I do. Says the Beis Halevi, the goal is to turn yourself into a lav bardas. That's the goal. In your avodas Hashem, I don't mean that literally, but in your avodas Hashem, you should turn yourself into a person who, like, to jump, God says jump. The only question is how high. Not to be dervish. Why? What's the reason? You do. And so I saw this. I was very ties into our sugya. He ties in. He says that's what tzmimus is. And then Tzvi showed me the Sichos Haran. And the Sichos Haran says, where is it? He titles it. The Tzvi gives it a title. Tezvav. Os Tezvav. Be like an animal. That sounds bad. That sounds terrible. Terrible. So Amar, Shuchachma umalacha gedola. It's a malacha gedola. Lios kemo behema. To be like an animal. Vize bechinas kol ashenos na Hashem chachma behema. Behema. Hashem gives chachma in you to be like hainu shuchachma lasos atzmo ki behema. And that's the pasuk Adam ubehema toshi Hashem elu bnei Adam. He says it's the same idea. She arumim bedas umesim atzon kebehema, etc. In other words, we are supposed to. There's an element of bittul. when I'll give you a more practical ramification. Do husbands and wives always agree with each other?
No.
Not always. Yes. Not always. Will there be times when a husband might disagree? We have some husbands in the room. Husband might disagree, and he's going to say, I disagree. I think this is not right for me, not right for us, whatever. But he might choose, because the right thing to do, to be mevatel himself, l'ritzon ishto. So he'll do that because it's the right thing to do. Even if he thinks, now we don't want to squelch our das in our human relationships at all, but there's times when you'll go ahead and be mevatel yourself for the sake of something else. So says the Beis HaLevi, says Rabbi Nachman, that in the world of Avodas Hashem, there is the world of the Beis Medrash. There's the world of Limud HaTorah, which should be replete with full, deep understanding. Understand everything to its core, and certainly, Tamei HaMitzvahs, what does Tamei HaMitzvahs mean?
Reason,
but what does the word Tam also mean?
Taste.
When you put some spices on, when you get the reasons, it adds taste. Certainly, very, very important. But at the end of the day, bottom line, you don't understand? It doesn't make sense to you? I don't understand. It doesn't work with my das. What does the Torah demand? Bittul. Bittul of your das, you go. You do. The master calls you, you walk, because that's what an animal does. A behemah walks. And that's an avodas Hashem, in the daily avoda, you go. You do. You act. You try and understand everything you can, but it has nothing to do with performance. A lot of times, young people, they say, it's nishma v'nase. When I understand, then I'll do. Says the Beis HaLevi, nase v'nishma. You do. And then you work on understanding. You work, but one has nothing to do with the other. Have a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.